excited to go back home and play in Philly?
Yeah, you know, always fun to get back up there and play. I think this is the fourth time that I've played up there, so it's not as crazy as the first time. But, you know, we'll be ready to go. It'll be nice to have some family and friends up there. But once we start playing, it's like any other week, you know, you just get into it and try and play your best.
Matt, I know you don't want to talk about it too much, but what was your most memorable moment as a high schooler?
You know, probably my senior year, we beat a team, Malvern Prep, who had kind of had our number while I was in high school, and they were in our league, and that was kind of, we were the two best teams, and we beat them and went on to win a championship in our league. So that was probably it. It was a rainy game. You know, didn't put up all that good of numbers, but good enough to win. But I have some, you know, fun memories of playing high school football up there. I was. I don't think anybody growing up in that area is a fan of anything other than, you know, Philadelphia sports. So they've got some pretty passionate fans up there. And grew up rooting for the Eagles and Phillies and Flyers and Sixers and all that stuff when I was young. So, yeah, it was a good sports town to grow up in.
Who were your favorite Eagles?
Donovan McNabb was the guy, man. When I was, like, middle school and into high school, he was the man up there. And then, obviously, Allen Iverson was – I mean, he was pretty good. He was fun to watch growing up. So, I mean, those guys. And then Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley, you know, when I was a little bit older, those guys with the Phillies were studs.
Did you ever try Iverson's crossover?
I mean, I tried. I didn't execute it the way that he did. I think everybody tried it at some point or another. but I didn't quite have the same quickness that that Allen had. So it was a little different game.
Another NFC honor for you today. How satisfying is it for you personally to continue to have this kind of season a year after you've faced some criticism?
Yeah, I mean, there's ups and downs, you know, as you go through your career. For me, yeah, it's nice. Obviously, very nice to receive accolades or awards, whatever. You know, but the good part is, you know, when you do that, that means you're playing well and your team's playing well. And at the end of the day, that's what's important. And so, you know, 9 games into it, I'm happy with where we're at. I think we can still improve a lot and can get a lot better, but we've done some good things so far.
Your new locker room neighbor, Alex Mack, described you as a business guy. You're all business when you're in there. And I was noticing, for instance, today, 2 new ping pong tables in there. Do you ever jump in with those kind of frivolities? Or?
I like ping pong. Yeah, you know, I'll jump in there, but you know, my thing is when, you know, especially the days where we're going, whether it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, I like to be as efficient with my time inside the building as I can be. And that's something that I've learned throughout my career. And so when we get in here, I'm trying to, you know, be as productive and get myself as best prepared as I can for the game that week. But at the same time, you know, there are certain times throughout the week. Yeah, absolutely. I'll have a good time with those guys.
Speaking of all business, a couple of your teammates mentioned how they treat these road trips like business trips. You know, I mentioned the success that you all have had, not just this year, but the last 2 years. So I think 8-5 overall on the road. Do you view it as the same thing, some of these road games, as far as simply business trips, just wanting to do what you have to do? Because, I mean, it is different to play as well or better on the road than you do at home.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a good job of approaching it with the right mindset, and I think it is. I mean, whether it's a business trip, however you want to phrase it, for us, we've got one objective for when we get up there, and that's from, you know, the moment that we start our preparation early in the week between when we finish those games at 4 o'clock or 4, whatever time it is on Sunday afternoon, you know, everything needs to be geared towards finding a way to get a win. And certainly we've done a good job of that, you know, both at home, but on the road specifically. I mean, it's tough to win in this league on the road, and we've done a pretty good job of it.
What does it say about you all that you average more points on the road than you do at home?
I don't know. I mean, that's, what is it? Lies, damn lies and statistics. I mean, it's, you know, we've played well at home. We've played well on the road. And so I don't know. It's just the way it's shaken out, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Wherever we play, we're going to be ready to go and try and play our best.
Dan said earlier that he
earlier today that he asked a few of you guys what you've done to improve this season and if you have improved. How does someone who's played 9 seasons in the league and watched so much film and played so much, how do you improve?
Oh, man, there's tons of ways. I mean, for me, it goes back to as you get older, I think you find out what's important and what's not important in terms of getting yourself ready and where you can actually make strides. And I think for me, you know, experience has helped me get to the point of, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time with these 3 or 4 things. I'm going to dedicate my time to getting better specifically at this and this. And I think sometimes that narrow focus and having really specific goals and really specific objectives helps you work towards that a little bit easier. And, you know, I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten better with that.
Are you a Pats or Geno's kind of guy?
Neither. I'm DeLisandro's. That was DeLisandro's or Chubby's. Those two spots were right down the street from where I went to high school. And they're pretty good spots, pretty good cheesesteaks. But there's also an old place. I'm not sure if it's open anymore or not. It was called the East Falls Deli. That was a good spot. They had some good sandwiches there.
Your jersey's getting retired at Boston College next weekend. What's that like for you?
It's a great honor. It really is to have my jersey retired at BC. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a fun weekend to be able to get together with some college teammates and college friends, as well as, you know, family up there, and to see so many of the people that have impacted my life on such a huge scale and really helped me to become both the player and the person that I am. So it'll be a lot of fun to get back to BC next week, and it's certainly a huge honor.
You said that Donovan McNabb was a guy that you looked up to growing up, and Carson Wentz was telling us that you were a guy he looked up to.
Getting old.
What does it mean to you to know that these younger players kind of view you in that light?
Well, it's nice. I mean, you know, it's still kind of, it's funny because I don't feel that, you know, I don't feel that way at all. I still feel like I'm learning so much and still look up to so many other guys and how they approach it. But it is nice. I mean, it speaks to, you know, longevity, and I've been able to do it for, you know, almost 9 years now. So that's pretty cool. You know, but it's nice for him to say that.
Pressure like for him to play in a city like that with so many eyes on him? I mean, you were a top pick. He's a top pick. There's a lot of asked of a young guy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's part of it. You know, playing this position in this league, it brings with it a lot of added scrutiny. Or, I mean, there's a lot of good things that come with it. There are a lot of things that, you know, are tough to deal with. But it seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders up there. And, you know, it's a place, I know it can be tough growing up there. I mean, they can be tough on their teams for sure. But if you're winning, it's like any place. If you're winning, it's good.
Can you talk about their defensive front? You know, talked a little bit about it on radio. You know, they seem pretty tough, especially Cox and Gray.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're really solid in the front four. They play with great effort. You can certainly see Jim Schwartz has his fingerprint on this defense. They really get upfield. They penetrate really well. They play with great effort. I mean, that's probably the number one thing that I see from them. They're talented for sure, and they're strong and physical and fast. But they play with relentless effort the entire game, which is impressive to see. So we got our hands full, and we need to be on top of it. We need to play well.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
One more.
Sarah put up that picture of you guys, the mats. Does it ever get confusing?
I didn't see what picture she put up.
One from team photo day with the quarterbacks all standing there with all the mats.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the quarterbacks.
Yeah, so we all joke about it, kind of. I kind of sound, I guess, a little arrogant right now, but 95% of the time they're talking to me when somebody calls their name. So I've gotten used to that. I think the other guys have gotten used to not turning their heads. I usually turn around and see who's calling. Thanks, guys.